Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And speaking of picking partners, our second follow-up Friday now, in a conversation yesterday about the male contraceptive pill and whether women can trust men to take that pill once it's available, I asked our guest, New York Times reporter Pam Bellick, if it's sexist to question men's trustworthiness on this when men have been trusting women to take the pill for a long time. This is what she said.
I think that probably, I'm going to duck that one, Brian, because I think that probably depends on who you ask. But I think it's also probably the kind of thing that once it becomes part of the culture, it will equalize and women will learn, how to deal with that trust issue, and men will, just as men do
yes,
now.
Yes, or are men just less trustworthy? That's going to have to be our follow-up segment with someone other than a science reporter. And you can hear that we ran out of time right at that moment. But it did get us thinking about trustworthiness when it comes to sex, relationships, and birth control that you don't actually see the other person take. I bet if we took a poll, both men and women would say that men lie more when it comes to sex. You can go to our comments page, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Tell us if you think either sex lies more when it comes to sex, or tweet us, or on Facebook. But is it true? We have an expert who studies why we lie and when we lie. Robert Feldman is a psychology professor and the dean of social and behavioral sciences at UMass Amherst. He also wrote a book called The Liar in Your Life, The Way to Truthful Relationships. Welcome to WNYC.
Nice to be with you, Brian.
Can you settle this question once and for all? Who lies more about sex, men or women?
I wish I could. There's really no data to answer that question. I think you're absolutely right that the popular myth would be that that men would lie more about sex than women, but I'm not sure that's true. What we do know is that men, in general terms, men and women lie at about the same rate. They lie about different things. Women tend to lie more to make people that are with feel better about themselves, saying, you know, I agree with you, you're absolutely right, you look terrific. Men lie more to make themselves look better, boasting about accomplishments that they may never have actually achieved. But in general, it seems that men and women lie at about the same rates.
John on our comments page says, of course, the real issue is who lies more for sex? But I don't know if that's got to be men. But in terms of this trust issue, it's a matter of who perceives trust in the other party. And I don't think men really worry about their wives or girlfriends who are on the pill actually taking them or covering up that they're not taking them.
Oh, I don't think they do very much, but certainly there are instances of, quote, failures of birth control, which are actually willful, where women stop taking
because they want to get pregnant.
I think the same would be true for men. I'm not sure that there would be any difference in terms of those kinds of lies between men and women.
Or if you accept that men aren't as anxious in general to become fathers. And I don't know, maybe we don't accept that as a premise, but the men would be more likely to lie, I guess, for the reason of just getting some when perhaps they didn't take their pill. But people might remember that study that came out a few years ago that found both sexes lie about the number of sexual partners they've had. But men lie and say they've had more than the true number, while women lie, when women lie about it, they say they've had fewer. Explain why you think that is.
Well, I think it has to do with the social norms that we have in our society. Men are, boasting about the number of conquests that they've made, and that's certainly congruent with the kind of masculine norm. And women are still supposed to be chaste and have few sexual partners. So it really relates to what our society is telling us we should be like.
So it's okay for men, but not for women, to have lots of partners. One is high status, one is low status. Or could it be deeper and more biological than that, like a difference in the way men and women remember and even calculate sexual partners?
Oh, I think we all have memories that become consistent with what we would like to be. And in our society, where it tells us that men should, that status is related to number of sexual partners, I think men are going to exaggerate in those cases.
Pam Bellick talked in the clip we played about how women over time would learn to deal with the trust issue just as men did over time. Do you also think that men and women change what they lie about depending on the cultural moment? You know, maybe 50 years ago, it was more accepted that men lied about having affairs, but today it's not totally acceptable, sometimes totally not acceptable. How does lying track with the culture?
Well, lying changes. I think, you know, we're in an era right now where lying has become somewhat more acceptable, in part because we see it all around us. We see Anthony Weiner. We see lots and lots of cases in which people have lied about sex and very often have gotten away with it ultimately. So not only get away with it, but, I mean, look at Bill Clinton, who's probably our most popular politician right now. So we live in a culture in which lying has become quite forgivable by society, and I think that allows all of us to feel that we can lie more easily.
Bill Clinton lied about sex and got supported by a majority of the American people to not be impeached because people tended to think it was none of the political sector's business. But John on our comments page says, I think the main division between people who lie about sex or not is not between men and women, but between members of Congress and the rest of us.
That could be.
I guess there's, obviously there's anybody who's in a public eye has motivation, right?
Exactly. And I mean, it's also we always talk about politicians lying, and we expect it to a certain degree. And I think that does trickle down to the views of the rest of us. The other thing I think that's relevant is that
we have 5 seconds.
In the heat of sexual passion, it's easy to lie.
Robert Feldman, psychology professor at UMass, author of The Liar in Your Life, The Way to Truthful Relationships. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And that's our follow-up Friday for this week.